This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Don't miss your window of opportunity. Upgrade your space now during Blinds.com's anniversary sale and save up to 50% site-wide. Blinds.com. Elevate your windows with the number one online retailer of custom window treatments. Blinds.com offers hundreds of premium window treatment options. Choose from woven wood and Roman shades to blinds, motorized shades, and more. All designed to fit your budget without sacrificing quality. Blinds.com brings the showroom to you with free virtual consultations and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Our design experts can help schedule a professional measure and installation, plus guidance for DIYers too. Blinds.com has been trusted for 29 years, earning thousands of five-star reviews. Shop with confidence, knowing you'll get upfront pricing, no hidden fees, and Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. But hurry, these savings won't last. Shop Blinds.com's anniversary sale happening right now for up to 50% off site-wide. Save up to 50% site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
All right, let's stack it up. See what we got here. Fan text line is 503-864-6326. You guys ready? Got your sacks ready to go?
Yes.
Let's fill them up here.
Okay, ho, ho, ho.
Here we go. Mail sack question number one. Scrolling. Mail sack for dirt. Since you're an urban cowboy, what do you think of Chet Hanks becoming a country music artist? One, thank you for acknowledging me as the urban cowboy I am. Secondarily, I did not know that Chet Hanks has become a country music artist, but it seems to be the theme lately that a lot of people are jumping into country music. I'm not familiar with Chet Hanks' game. I'll have to go check him out. I don't have an answer for
you. He was a filthy rapper, and so I'd be curious to hear now.
Oh, that's right. He's like the buff tattooed Hanks. Okay, yeah. Now I can picture him in my head. I did not know that he was into country.
He is the son of Rita and Tom. And I just don't see either one of them when I look at him.
How did that happen? Like, how does that... It's just weird. It's one of those, like...
I want to...
His other son, too, is, like, the most Tom Hanks-looking kid of all time.
And he's just like him.
He's goofy. Yeah, he's kind of, you know, scrawny. That's a Hanks right there.
I want to see the family get-togethers with Chet and Tom.
What it's like behind the scenes.
Yo, Pops. You hear this new bar?
I don't think he talks like that anymore. He's a country music artist now.
Well...
Howdy, sir. How was dinner? I was giving you one of those.
We call that identity crisis where
maybe
I'm from.
Tom's gangster behind the scenes.
Maybe he
I don't know.
Maybe Tom's hard.
He runs Hollywood.
He's down with the streets.
That's true. That's very, very true. I haven't heard his music, but I'm going to say this on your urban cowboy point.
Yeah, what do you got?
You now live in Selwood.
Yeah, I do. Urban cowboy.
I love the urban cowboy thing as you inch closer to the city, which
people
makes...
People got chickens all over. There's goats in backyards. It's a whole thing, man.
It's true.
There's farm animals everywhere you go.
According to the Secretary of Agriculture, it's the only way to get rid of these egg prices. Why don't you just get your own chickens and shut up, okay?
God, I walked and got a delightful burrito yesterday.
I need
just
you...
Just made my day.
On a nice spring day,
yeah,
I need to see an early Post Malone picture of you. Post Malone, before he blew up, has a music video that might be the most embarrassing music video to exist. He is in the shortest of shorts and cowboy boots, and I need you to do that in Selwood.
You mean walk around like that with my cowboy boots
on? I need you in Selwood
with cowboy shorts and boots. I got a nice belt buckle, too.
I need to see that happening.
Okay. I'll walk around with my jorts on.
Are they cutoffs?
I'm telling you, Swag, they are about 3 inches from his unit.
Whoa.
It was before he blew up, and he didn't know who he was as a musician.
He was trying to discover himself.
It is the most embarrassing music video of any famous artist to ever exist.
Pretty wild to go from White Iverson to where that guy is now.
It was maybe 2 years before White Iverson.
This is a hell of a thing. Mail sack, what's the coolest you've ever felt attending a concert or event, sports, art, or music? Mine was attending Boys to Men concert in sixth grade as a chubby white kid from Cambie. What's the coolest you've ever felt attending a concert or event? That's a really hard one to answer.
God, that's a great question. The coolest I've ever felt?
The coolest I ever felt was probably, it's not even a concert that was that big. I got to go to the national title game in 2010 as a media member, as a student.
Sure.
And it was one of my first times, like, outside of Autzen with the press pass, like, testing the limits of where can I go with this? Where can I get into? And they had a huge rally where Otis Day and the Knights came and played Shout in front of, like, it felt like 10,000 people. And I was just standing on the stage, like, can I get up here? And nobody told me to get down, and I was just hanging out filming it with my phone.
Can I give you a tie for first?
Yeah.
Is that allowed in this game?
That's allowed. Yeah.
The first would be my daughter's very first concert was Shawn Mendes at the Moda Center a couple years ago, and he ended up canceling this concert right after ours, so we were one of two shows on that entire tour that he didn't cancel. We were 35 feet from the stage.
It's pretty cool.
And I didn't really know much about Shawn Mendes, but he put on a good show. And
it's
that
like
was
Garth Brooks.
It was
the same thing. You were right there, you know?
Yeah. Oh, God. That's right one of my stage. Favorite moments is getting better tickets than you to that show.
Still hate you for that.
I took you.
You made me pay. Should have given it to me for free. Should have been a pro bono ticket.
Really?
Should have been a pro bono ticket.
You didn't even invite me to yours.
Well, I only had two. You had four.
Well, it's because I had killer seats. So is the dad in me, her first concert, and it being that big of a concert and that close, that's easily got to be at the top.
Yeah.
The second is, I have never admitted this on the air, a few years back, I may or may not have put a friend of mine as a fan media member.
Who was it?
And his favorite player all time is,
I didn't expect that,
Carmelo Anthony. And so I showed him the access, and he got a photo with Melo, and
I thought that was pretty cool.
He still lives on that high of taking a photo with Carmelo Anthony.
I did that at a Duck game. I'm still waiting for my buddy to return the favor years ago. We just had an extra press pass hanging around, and so it was the Oregon-Washington.
Look at us abusing our powers.
Remember the overtime walk-off winner?
I do.
The Kayvon Thibodeau commitment game? The Mario Cristobal's a legend game?
Overtime.
I had a buddy on the sideline for that game, still hasn't repaid me in any way, shape, or form. He gets Blazer tickets all the time, too. Never been repaid.
You didn't charge him for that media member?
I didn't charge him, no. Oh. He was screaming and yelling. I was like, dude, you got to keep it down. We're on the sidelines. And they walked off in overtime.
And
I was like, all right, just yell. That's fine.
At that point, nobody
Everybody ran on the field, so nobody knew any difference. Yeah.
Let's see. Probably Bruce Springsteen concert here in Portland several years back.
Really?
The KGON bros got... So I took a friend who's a huge Bruce fan.
Mm-hmm.
We had the little meet and greet with Steven Van Sant.
Oh, that's
awesome.
You had
a meet and greet?
Yeah, I got my buddy in for a meet and greet.
A little photo with Steven Van Sant.
So he's got a photo, with Steven Van Sant.
Yeah, that's cool.
That was...
That's kind of like, I know people.
Has that friend paid you back?
Yeah.
Okay.
That sounds like a good friend.
Looking at you, Cash, still waiting. Literal mail sack question.
Didn't he take you to a suite for an NCAA tournament?
Dude, I didn't want to go. That was a free offer, free suite. I don't care about Gonzaga basketball to go watch Memphis. What is this?
Chet. No. We watched Chet.
That's right. He took Swag, too. He let you in Swag in the suite.
He only invited us because he knew Swag was a big West Coast conference guy. Right. Just get out
So that's
here.
Not the same?
He was looking
not
for
even
gambling
close, dude.
Advice,
I don't have any association with any of these teams. I'm just sitting in a suite. I don't even know if there was free booze in that suite. Was there free booze?
There
we had
was.
Some beers. Yeah, okay. We had some beers.
Right. You're supposed to help my argument here.
Schultzy clearly exposed himself a few weeks back on the show of actually being in a suite with suite takes. It was eye-opening.
Why isn't there any catering in the suite? It's like they give you free stuff.
They give you free
stuff.
Drink.
That's the whole point
of
it.
Game. They have a waitress come to your suite. Yeah. Like,
hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's. So thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy!
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Literal mail sack question. I have my vasectomy on March 21st. Wow. Is a vasectomy on the opening weekend of the tournament the best case scenario for such a procedure?
I think anytime you're getting a vasectomy, it's the best case because, man, it's great having a vasectomy.
Oh, yeah.
Firing blanks.
I snipped and
unless you're Antonio Cromartie.
Well, I haven't had, I've had zero regrets. I would probably say calendar-wise, it's that or the Masters.
I would do the Masters just because I'm a bigger golf guy, but for people who want to do the 4 days of the tournament, I can't blame
you at
all.
Just get your pros and peas and you're
ready
to go.
Sit on the couch, can't do anything.
I'm the biggest,
sorry, babe, I'm no help.
I'm probably one of the softer people at the fan. I don't like needles and being awake for that procedure didn't seem very exciting to me. It's the easiest procedure I maybe have ever had done in my life.
Yeah, quick and
zero,
easy.
Zero pain. Zero. Uncomfortable to sit sometimes at angles, sure, but not painful.
Shh, you're not supposed to say this. We're supposed to be able to milk this for like 3 days. Isn't that the whole...
Well, you do it on...
Well, you actually can't move. It's okay, not, you can't to walk around.
But there's not a lot of pain associated with
by
it.
By Sunday, if you're still milking it...
It's like I can lift a couch.
No, you just... You gotta be...
Dude, come on. Tone it down
for
over
2 days, I had to sit on a frozen bag
of... It's like you see those things of like wives texting buddies of like, hey, does golf really take 7.5 hours? And the buddy's like, oh, yeah. I mean,
usually
come on. It's a Marshall. It takes forever. It's a whole thing. Two more quick ones. Mail sack, what life hack have you discovered that is now part of your normal life? Does anybody have a good answer there? Because I don't think
I don't have a good one.
How to grow sweet potatoes.
Oh, I love sweet potatoes.
You just allow the potato to sit in a cup of water, so it's half in water. And then once that thing starts sprouting, you take the sprout off.
Oh, the
off
little tubers
of,
coming off?
Yeah, you take that, because it's not the potato itself. You take that, you put it in a separate cup. Once the roots grow, remove, put in dirt, you've got a sweet potato.
You got yourself a sweet potato.
Now you got like 4 or 5, they're going
to
grow.
Sweet potatoes are delightful. And let's get one more in here. Mail sack, you have to bring one back. Red box, phone booth, or basketball prior to the three-point line with current players.
That's easy, red box.
Oh, that's easy. Get rid of the three-point line. Let's have some fun.
You guys need to stop acting like it was great basketball. They shot like,
bring back post moves.
The percentages are better. They shoot farther away. Their percentages are better. You watched bad basketball and you didn't even know it.
I'm with Swag on this one. More layups, baby.
What was the
take
other
it to
one?
The hoop.
Phone booths?
Phone booths.
Oh, booths.
Booths.
Oh.
Booths.
I kind of want children to understand that
have to
life.
Put the quarter in to make a call home.
Yeah.
I'm going to be late.
Just do the collect call hang up.
Yeah.
Dad, I'm at the bus stop. I'll see you, Mike. Yeah, she's at the bus stop. I got to go pick her up.
All right, she's here. All right, let's go get her.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's Almased.com.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby.
If you enjoy football, football,
be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys. New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday.
Subscribe on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.